Buddha, Vishnu Dharma, to the Sangha. We've been talking about this as a time of beginnings. I've been talking about beginnings. Well, a time of beginnings, of course, is also a time of endings, and beginnings and endings means change. I've had this phrase of Great Master Dogen's from the first chapter of the Shishogi running through my mind. He cautions about leaving our weak life exposed to changeableness. I looked it up, and I note that in a more recent edition, when Rim Master translated this, she added in the phrase, through lack of faith and commitment. So the sentence, which is the last sentence of the second paragraph of the first chapter of the Shishogi, goes like this. It would be criminal to waste such an opportunity, the opportunity here of being born as a human being, a spiritual opportunity, by leaving this weak life of ours exposed to impermanence through lack of faith and commitment. The way I remember it from when I was a young monk, new monk, was that the earlier translation just ended with leaving this weak life of ours exposed to impermanence. I may be remembering wrongly, but I think I'm remembering right. But later on, her master added in the phrase, through lack of faith and commitment, and she even underlined that addition. And what's been running through my mind for the last week or so, this phrase, leaving our weak life exposed to impermanence. You know, if I look at the addition there, through lack of faith and commitment, it clearly shows her master's view of where the real problem lies. How, another way to put it, the way in which we leave our life exposed to impermanence. Of course, in the objectives, in the physical sense, you know, we're all exposed to impermanence all the time. We're mortal beings. Our body and mind is constantly undergoing changes, both internal and external, and there's nothing we can do about that. We can do something about some of the changes, but mostly the processes of change are beyond our control whatsoever. And certainly the very fact of change is something that we can do nothing about. Things change. So as a spiritual problem, clearly, there's got to be more to it than just this brute fact of physical and mental change. So how do we leave our life exposed to changeableness spiritually? She uses the phrase, through lack of faith and commitment. Well, what is the core of lack of faith and commitment, the core meaning of that? Well, I would say that it's we so easily, in the midst of swirling conditions, in particular when, particularly when there's, as it were, a kind of swirling mist and fog spiritually. In the midst of these swirling conditions, it's all too easy much of the time, at least some of the time, to be befuddled by these swirling conditions and forget about where our true spiritual grounding and our true spiritual refuge lie. If we lose our grounding, then if we lose our sense of where our real refuge lies, then our faith and our level of commitment are correspondingly weakened, and we start to drift. We start to drift spiritually. And I also remembered another thing. This is right at the end of the Shishogi. Of course, the Shishogi is very short. That word drifting. Listen to this, what Dogen says in the second to the last paragraph of the Shishogi. Should you live for 100 years and just wasting your time, every day and month will be filled with sorrow. Should you drift as the slave of your senses for 100 years and yet live truly for only so much as a single day, you will in that one day not only live 100 years of life, but also save 100 years of your future life. The life of this one day, today, is absolutely vital life. Your body is deeply significant. So one could generalize a little bit and say, in speaking of the Shishogi, that it both begins and ends with a very strong caution about getting our relationship to changeableness wrong by losing our rootedness, our spiritual grounding in Buddha nature, which is eternal and not changing. And the way we keep our rootedness and our groundedness is by the constant, round-the-clock, gentle, yet very determined effort to keep in meditation. Of course, the formal term for this is when you're doing formal sitting meditation, it's called meditation. When you're going about your activities of daily life, is called mindfulness. But these are just two aspects of one fundamental spiritual act. Where is the root commitment from this point of view? The root commitment has to be to the very heart of practice, training itself. Meditation is that heart of practice and training. How does faith enter in? Faith enters in because faith is that inner knowing, that inner certainty that there is that refuge to go to. And actions, spiritual actions imbued with faith, are imbued with that quality of looking up within changing circumstances. Characterize it as looking up when you want to emphasize, when one needs to emphasize the not going with despondency, despair, You can also characterize it as looking within when one wishes to contrast it with getting caught up in externals and, as it were, lost in the swirling mists and fogs. This is a time of very great spiritual opportunity for all of us in our Sangha. Well, the opportunity always cuts two ways. Opportunity to trip up good and really lose the plot, so to speak. And an opportunity to go deeper spiritually. They always go together. You know, never have one without the other. There's always a real choice. It's never a good idea to leave our weak life exposed to changeableness. It's never a good idea to drift as a slave of the senses and waste this precious day of training. And there seem to be times in the life of a Sangha and the times in the life of individuals when you got a little more slack on this than at other times. I would characterize this as a time, this present time, as a time when there's less slack. And where, if we veer off course, our veering will tend to be big veering. And if we stick to the course and go deeper, the progress will be very significant. This is not something that needs grand gestures. It just needs keeping one's nose to the grindstone and keeping up that gentle but very determined effort. We have to keep our will up. And there is a need for determination. A determination helps cut through that sense of swirling mist and fog. In the talk I did on Sunday with the community and the lay congregation members who came, I talked about a certain kind of stubbornness, or cussedness even, it can seem. Well, it's the kind of positive use of stubbornness and the kind of positive meaning of cussedness. Sticking to your real spiritual guns, remembering what matters, what doesn't matter, doing the things that need to be done in the temple and in the world, and remembering that their real meaning comes from the quality of spiritual effort that is brought to them, not just in the external doing. To focus on worldly accomplishment of any kind is exactly to become lost in samsara, to leave our weak life exposed to changeableness. Homage to all the Buddhas in all the world. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all the world.